We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, and I am joined by Alyssa, who is producing today. We can't have real air horns. This room is so tiny.
I think there is one on here, but it might be a little loud.
Oh, no, I meant like real air horn. The real one? Like no. A physical air horn, not the app. Oh, my gosh. You guys, baseball is so freaking back. It's not even funny. I just got back from spring training. I got to watch real live Rockies baseball with my own eyeballs. And we're going to talk about what we all saw. We're going to talk to the guys about what they were doing out there. And so far, solid start for the Rockies this spring training. They're four games in. They've won three of them. I think that's a good sign, but it's spring training. Obviously, like nothing counts, but my goodness, winning the opener against the National League champion Diamondbacks, that's fun. Winning over the Brewers 10-3 yesterday in a casual walloping, also fun. I enjoyed it. And also, we'll talk about today's lineup because it low-key looks a little like an opening day lineup, but I see Sergio in the chat. Love the sweatshirt. Where can I get one? So this is from Coors Light. The show is brought to you by Coors Light. We will get to that in a little bit. I think the reps gave this to us, but yeah, it's a pretty dope sweatshirt. I just got it in my hands. So, you know, wearing it right away. Why wouldn't I? But let's start this podcast with the most recent game that we saw, because it was the most exciting. Again, that was the 10-3 win over Milwaukee. Michael Tolley and Hunter Goodman did the most adorable thing. So first, in the fourth inning, that was where everything... Second inning... To get things started for the Rockies, Michael Tolia and Hunter Goodman back-to-back home runs. And that was really exciting. They also did the third inning, back-to-back strikeouts, which was not as cute because the inning ended on Hunter Goodman's strikeout with two men left on. We don't love that. But then again, did we not just say Rockies baseball is so back? What says the Rockies are more back than leaving men on base? No, but their home runs were so much freaking fun. And they told us about what was going on up there at the plate. But Alyssa, are we ready to play that? All right. Here is what Michael Tolia and Hunter Goodman had to say about those back-to-back home runs.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I've been on the other end of it where you're searching early, and it's not nearly as fun as the other way. I feel like this offseason was really productive. You know, I went and played winter ball, got a lot of extra ABs, and did a lot of work with my swing and my approach, and I feel like now I'm in a good spot to just let it go to work.
I saw
Toglia. He was throwing a lot of sliders, and he was commanding it, throwing it in the zone, and first pitch, recognized slider up in the zone, put a good swing on it.
Good feeling. Yeah. Screen, huh?
Yeah, good to get the first one out of the way for sure. Take it, you're trying to get ready for the season. You know, wherever you're playing, I mean, you still want to play well, so just getting prepared to go into season ready to hit right away.
Yeah, these are two guys who spent a lot of time down at AAA last year who are trying to make that big league club. But damn, those were some loud homers. Those were good. Those were very fun. Also, that was Michael Tolia's second homer this spring. Again, he's only played like two games. So that's fun. That is fun. I think that's a great sign. And of course, we know how much Michael Tolia has been working on getting that strike rate down. He mentioned also that he's trying to be very intentional and just hammer the pitcher early. Nothing's going to hammer the pitcher early like homering in your first at bat. All good things. The best thing, I think, maybe, is Coors Light, who, thank you, Coors Light, for making this show possible. So, nothing better. Listen, it's baseball season. We're about to spend a lot of time at Coors Field, the namesake of this amazing beer that is made to chill. But there's just like nothing better than a beer, an ice cold Coors Light, sitting on the lawn at a spring training game, or maybe like sitting on your own lawn, listening to a spring training game, watching a spring training game. It is, it's the vibe. Coors Light, the perfect cold refreshment when you want to chill, no matter what the occasion. So there is only one beer out there that is literally made to chill. Oh my gosh, we have a whole bucket of them right here. They've got the mountains on them, so you know it's nice and cold. But Coors Light, it's a cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. So it literally doesn't even know a life of room temperature. Cold mountain refreshment, crisp and refreshing, just like the Colorado Rockies. All right, so when it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer that I reach for. But when you want to hit reset, grab that ice cold Coors Light. You can get it delivered to straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Our local beer. Bet365 can be your local sports book because it lives inside of your phone. But it is never an ordinary time with Bet365. And listen, every sport should be epic. That is the mindset at Bet365. And right now, new customers can choose between two different offers when they open an account at Bet365. Use code DNVR365 to sign up. Deposit $10. That's how you start. And then you're going to choose between a couple different offers. You can do bet and get, where you can place a bet of $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets, or a first bet safety net by placing a bet up to $1,000. And if your qualifying bet loses, you'll get a matched refund in bonus bets. So you can have a do-over. You can run it back and hope it goes better. But whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it is never ordinary at Bet365. Just like a heads up though, guys, must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. But again, gotta be in Colorado. Download that app. Use code DNVR365. Please gamble responsibly, fam. Okay. Please watch Rockies baseball responsibly. Let's talk about Saturday. Let's talk about Saturday's game. Well, there were two games. It was a split squad, and the Rockies split those games. They won the one out against Oakland. Also, like everyone who went to that game got to see Jenny Kavnar in her new job. She's already down there. I stayed back though. I stayed at the Diamondbacks Rockies game, which was the game that they lost. It was a 6-2 loss. But then again, like, it doesn't count. Who cares? When the Rockies win a spring training game, I'm like, yes, undefeated season coming. And when they lose, I'm just like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's totally good. Hey, Adrian in the chat. Can't wait for baseball season. Yes, same. I am just like so ready for it to be fully, fully back. But I'll take what I can get. Noah Davis gave us a lot on Saturday. He's got like six pitches in his mix, by the way. through a beautiful repertoire. Repertoire was the word of the day, was the word of those innings.
I love it.
But yeah, Noah Davis, of course, we've seen, we've seen him start games. He is competing for one of those spots in the back end of the Rockies rotation. And we need people in the back end of that rotation. So his right now, I say his odds are pretty good, but he, he started that game on Saturday, the one that was at Salt River Field. Here's what Bud Black had to say about Noah Davis out on the mound.
You saw all of his pitches. You know, he's trying to get comfortable with his stuff. His stuff was fine, right? Normal velocity, the shape to the breaking pitches. Everything looked in order, right? Not overly efficient. 40 pitches in two innings, right? That's something that Noah's, really going to concentrate on this spring and this season. I think the pitch efficiency is something we've talked about. For him moving forward, where he has to take that next step.
Yeah, 40 pitches, two innings. That is a lot. Yeah, again, two innings out of him. He allowed three hits, one run, one walk, three strikeouts. So, yeah, not bad. The stuff looked good. But, again, we got to keep an eye on the pitch efficiency. But he mentioned to us he's really focusing on that slider because he's got a sinker, a cutter, a slider, a changeup, a curveball, a four-seamer. Like, that's a pretty big repertoire. Noah Davis told us he's, like, really focusing on the slider, but he isn't necessarily, like, for or against that. But we're really going to keep an eye on the pitch efficiency, whatever he is throwing. Another really fun moment in the Saturday game at Salt River Fields. Yankiel. It's not Yankiel. He's not French. It's Yankiel. We saw a lot of him in Hartford last year, of course. Let's restart that sentence. Good Lord. Oh my gosh.
It's Monday.
It is such a Monday. It is also such a Monday where I'm coming off of like the shortest spring training trip known to man.
Yeah, what was it? 36 hours?
34 hours.
34.
Yes.
So what a turnaround.
I arrived. I went straight from the airport to the ballpark and then left the ballpark on Saturday, went straight from the ballpark to the airport.
Ooh, I've never been to the airport to come and go in one day ever in my life.
Well, I mean, it was 34 hours later.
Right. Well, I guess true. Okay.
Yeah. So, it wasn't the same day, but honestly, it felt like one blur of a day.
Yep.
Why is Yaya trying to come into the studio right now during my live show? To bully me?
Yeah, that's all I need.
Hold on. Hold on. You can have Alyssa in a second because we got to talk about Yankiel Fernandez's home run, 419 feet. Here is what Bud Black had to say about this prospect at his big home run.
Yeah, out front, he's got strength. That was a pitch he went out and got, looked like, and squared it up. He's got power. Even that last swing with two strikes, just a bit underneath. But, I think this guy's going to hit. I do. I think he's going to hit. So that was a good sign, against a pretty good lefty who pitched for them in the playoffs to go deep. That's a nice sign.
A nice sign. So this is his first major league camp, and that home run was his first at-bat in the Cactus League. Pretty exciting. He's 21 years old, by the way. He's from Havana, Cuba. He is prospect number 72 overall in MLB Pipeline's mix. But very exciting stuff. Super exciting to see a young prospect getting off to such a great start this spring training. It's got to be really good for the old confidence, too. And also keep in mind, yeah, that came off of Andrew Salfrank, who we saw in the freaking World Series. So a pretty good sign. There was a concerning moment in that game, though. It was in the third inning. Ryan McMahon made a diving play and then stayed down for a couple of minutes. So apparently he kind of tweaked his lower back, but he told us that he kind of stayed down a little longer because he was just waiting for it to really calm down. Also, keep in mind at this point, I'm like, Ryan McMahon, you've been a dad for 4 days. You can't fall apart yet. You've got a whole lifetime to go here.
How important
He's got so many important dad duties. He's, yeah, definitely juggling both right now. Yeah, he, his wife gave birth on the 20th.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, when I say he has been a dad for, like, you know, 6 days at this point, like, it's actually not an exaggeration.
Not at all.
Like, the baby is less than a week old.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he's so excited to be a dad, though. He's a girl dad.
Oh.
He's a girl dad.
So cute.
Justin Lawrence is about to be a girl dad in May.
Oh, my gosh. All the Rockies becoming girl dads.
You know, there's a little baby boom going on.
There is.
And we love to see it. But yeah, he said his back is fine now. So if he says it's fine, I'm going to hope it's fine. I'm going to hope we never hear about Ryan McMahon's back again. Please. Hey, J-Rock's in the chat. Hope springs eternal. Always good to get wins, even if staying healthy is what matters the most. We know it. Oh my gosh. Last year, the first spring training game that I was at, Brendan Rodgers made that diving catch and, like, was out for almost the whole season. Just totally tore up his shoulder. That was brutal. That was brutal. I hope everyone stays healthy this spring training. Knock on wood. Everyone knock on wood with me right now. Thank you. Another cool moment. Jaden Hill was freaking cooking. Of course, he used to be a starter. Now, like, they're more using him in this reliever role. He pitched a perfect seventh inning, two strikeouts, and that fastball was moving at more than 99 miles per hour. So that was a pretty good sign. The other game, this was not the game I watched with my eyeballs, but at the same time as that game was going on, they were in Hohokam playing the Oakland A's, or some version of them. 5-1 win for those Rockies. Jake Bird was the winning pitcher in that game. Jake Bird, so back. So back. Everyone is so freaking back. Who else did we see in that game? I have my little, my scorecard I've been doing. Also, I'm like, look at my new digital scorecard. I'm doing it on my iPad because I keep losing them. I'll lose them from, like, press box to post-game interviews. I'm like, where did it go? It just, like, disappears.
Oh, absolutely. And you'll think you'll have it in your hands. It slides out. You didn't actually bring it with you.
It's usually that, actually.
These are things I would do.
It's usually that. But, yeah, we had some really fun stuff. Again, we saw a Yankeel home run. Oh, we got a Jordan Beck RBI, you know, just the prospects are popping. And that is really the most important part. Speaking of Salt River Fields, though, so much Game Time branding all over Salt River Fields because they sponsor the lawn. Oh, I think that's new because I don't remember seeing those signs last year. And I feel like I would have seen them because, as you all know, I'm very obsessed with all of our sponsors because I love that we get to do what we do. And also, Game Time is so fun to work with. I mean, like, personally, like me, when I'm trying to get tickets to the game, because you can get those spring training tickets on Game Time. Also, you can get those regular season tickets too. And you're going to save even more money if you, like, wait a little closer to first pitch. It's perfect for all of my last minute planners. But Game Time, they've got deals on tickets right up to the start of the event. Best place for those last minute seats. They will give you a view of what it's going to look like from your section. Not everyone has that encyclopedic knowledge of what every section looks like. It's always nice to visualize going into a game, am I right? But it is the fast and easy way to get tickets for not just sports, but music, comedy, theater, etc. Killer last minute deals. They're taking out the guesswork. Take out the guesswork of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now. Create an account and use code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but again, that first step is to create an account and use code DNVR to get that $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And oh, guys, I can guarantee you will want to go to DNVR Locker right now, because right now everything is 30% off. It's going to last until Wednesday. So don't dilly dally. Don't be like me and wait till the last minute. Just do it now. Go to DNVRLocker.com. Check out that merch and your discount will be automatically applied at checkout. So don't freak out if you don't see it right away. Okay, that's all I had to say about that. Let's move on. We got to talk about the first game of spring training because that was such a fun way to start this preseason time. A 3-0 win over the National League champion Arizona Diamondbacks, and Carson Palmquist got the start. Kind of random, right? He's very young. Asking Carson about why he got the start or what he thought about getting the start is so hilarious, too, because as we've mentioned last week on the show, we are learning he maybe is a man of few words. He's a man of gradually a few more words now. I feel like he's opened up a little bit now that he's gotten more comfortable at big league camp, but he pitched 2 scoreless innings. He struck out 4. And Buddy liked the way he worked the strike zone, and that is really the most important part, right? We also got to see a little bit of Riley Pine, too. But we're going to talk about Carson first, okay? But here is what Carson Palmquist had to say about his start to start off spring training.
I thought I did pretty well. I've had to settle in there after the first batter and throwing a few balls, but just felt like I battled and showed them what I could do and just building up from there. It's my first time out this spring, just seeing what we can do.
Now, when you're having these conversations with your fellow pitchers who have been around the block a few more times, what are those conversations like? Like, what advice are they giving you?
Just telling me that I belong here, believe I belong here, and just go out there and have fun, that I'm going to kill it. And that's been great to hear from all of them. All of them really believe in me, and it's been fun.
Did you have fun out there?
Yeah, I did. After, while it's going on, it's a little nerve-wracking and competitive, but afterwards, walking off the field, it was really fun, and it's nice to look around and enjoy it.
Yeah, I decided that I'm just going to start asking guys if they're having fun.
I mean, perfect. You got a smile out of him.
I got the smile, and that's really, I just wanted to see that little bit of his personality. He seems like a really nice kid. I'm glad that we have an opportunity to get to know him. Rockies pitching, they were cooking a little bit. They struck out 16 batters on Friday, and Carson Palmquist had the most of those with 4 strikeouts. Really fun. Some other fun things that we saw: Drew Romo had an RBI single, Jordan Beck had an RBI double, and we saw some really good things out of these guys. Okay, let's get into a little bit of the Rockies gossip of it all. Really the biggest topic across spring training. We've talked about this, the new uniforms, but here's the thing. The Rockies seem to be immune to this plague across the league. Their uniforms do not seem as see-through, and I can't really figure out why. Like, I'm not, like, really trying to, like, get up in there and, like, I'm not trying to look for, like, circumstances where it is see-through, but I will say in the circumstances that I saw in the games, in practice, I didn't see anything that I didn't need to see.
We got the first quality batch or the last quality batch of decent-ish.
Yes. So I don't know, because like they wore for the opener, they had the purple, like the white uniform with the purple pinstripes. And that just didn't seem to be as see-through as like the other jerseys we've seen. I feel like it's more obvious on like the plain white or like the plain cream. So like the Dodgers have had this problem, the Giants and the... who else has the cream jerseys? I don't know. Some other teams have like the cream jerseys. And those seem to be very revealing. Something about what the Rockies have going on. It's not as bad as the other teams. The Rockies caught a win and we love that. The font is still atrocious. It's disgusting.
Don't love it. It's
even worse if you have like a Mick or a Mac in front of your name, because like it's just like smaller lowercase letters, but there's still so much space. Like Willie McIver, I was like, no, this looks awful.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to debut with that shitty jersey.
Right. Who designed these?
I don't know, man. But like, again, the games that I physically watched with my own eyeballs, I didn't see any business like that, which is good because I'm not trying to. All right.
Thank goodness. I was thinking of, okay, they're not only revealing, but like what happens when you're out there in the sun? We all, women, we know white and the sun sometimes.
Yeah. No, this is
just, it comes a little bit more see-through.
A little more see-through. Yeah.
We don't need it.
That's what I've compared, like, what these jerseys look like in some shots. It's just like, oh, everything is see-through. And, like, all women's clothing, I feel like, is a little bit see-through these days. Like, everything's made so cheap.
Yep.
And now our baseball uniforms, our formerly beautiful baseball uniforms, are also made so cheap. We're going to all figure it out. I'm very curious to see what the solution will be in the next few weeks, because the season starts soon.
I agree. They can't wear these, really.
They can't. They can't.
No one, someone, Manfred cannot let this happen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Moving on, let's talk about some baseball headlines before I let y'all go. The biggest baseball headline this morning is that Cubs fans can finally shut the fuck up because they got Cody Bellinger. I'm so happy for them. I'm really happy for us. But yeah, Cody Bellinger re-signed with the Chicago Cubs. 3 years, $80 million. The Cubs are set to pay $30 million in each of those first 2 years and then $20 million for year three. The deal also includes opt-outs after 2024 and 2025. The Deadspin article, or the Deadspin headline, I think was my favorite. Cody Bellinger returns to the Cubs for a good time, not a long time. I hope it's a good time for you guys. And also, hey, we've been dying to see Shohei Ohtani in a spring training game. He will make his Dodgers spring training debut tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1:05. And that's fun. All right. We're going to close out this show because I got stuff to do. And you got stuff to do. And we got some spring training to watch. The Rockies play in like just a few minutes, honestly, if you're watching us live. We have a huge merch sale going on. 30% off. I just mentioned this. Did you forget already? No, you didn't. You're so smart. This show's at 12:30 now, by the way. Just like programming note. We're going to go live at 12:30 from now on instead of 12:15. Who goes live at 12:15 anyway? What a weird time for a show. This seems like a better time.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Definitely has nothing to do with the Broncos guys having so much to talk about every day.
No, not at all. It's just a perfect lunchtime break.
Yes.
You know, for everyone.
For everyone. So yeah, this is the schedule this week, guys. 12:30 Tuesday, 12:30 Wednesday. That's when these shows will go live. Cause I'm leaving the country. I'm fleeing the country on Wednesday. So hope I come back. We'll have some good content for you guys. Some good shows. Please watch. We're going to talk a little bit about Chris Bryant tomorrow. And, the first base of it all. Who's playing first base? The Rockies have like 30 potential first basemen, and Bud Black explains where they're all going to go. That's tomorrow's show, so stay tuned. Mark your calendar. Alyssa, where do you have anything on your heart before we go? How do you feel about the Rockies starting spring training 3-1?
I'm excited, you know? I can't wait. I was actually thinking we were watching that B-roll, the footage on top of the sound, the crack of a baseball bat. What a sound. Like, it makes me so excited.
Good. So good. Hopefully we'll hear many more of those because that means the Rockies are mashing.
Yep. We're doing it.
Where can we follow you on social media?
At Amory21.
Yes. All right. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And make sure you're following DNVR_Rockies on Twitter for all of the updates, all of the news about your Colorado Rockies. But Alyssa, you know what I love to say about closing out a show like this?
Fuck it, we ball.
Fuck it, we ball. Guys, she's PG now. No, she's not. Guys, that's baseball. That's the show. Talk to you guys right here 12:30 tomorrow on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. See ya.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.